Now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, please welcome a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome, Sammy.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. I'm a complete integrated human person built for a CISO, so you can all just...
All right. Look, Sammy, you must have read this story out of Ireland about this man with MS who has been suffering intense, debilitating pain for over 10 years. He just received stem cell treatment and is now pain-free for the first time in a decade. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll tell you how I feel. I'm sick and tired of the Irish coming over the border and stealing good railroad jobs from the Chinamen. It's about time we stuck it to those fat-faced potato eaters. Maybe he's pain-free because he's just missed the telethon for the first time in 10 years.
All right, what about the mumps? Right now there's an epidemic of mumps in Iowa and Illinois. Doesn't it matter to you that stem cell research might someday find a cure for the mumps?
Well, if I may quote from our founding father, George Washington, you're not a real American until your testicles swell to excruciatingly painful proportions.
George Washington never said that.
Yes, he did. Why do you think he was standing up in that boat?
All right, wait. Don't you care that you have the potential to cure diseases, to stop human suffering?
Hey, the only thing I care about is where my next heart is coming from.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Yeah, and you're welcome. Hey, you know what? I think you forgot some.
Yeah, well, what's that?
I'm sacred life, hole. Oh, and this too!
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm mooning ya. Got my trousers down, my ass pointed towards your face to show my contempt. That's mooning.
Now, wait. Now, I remember why this is why I don't have you on anymore. It's because I hate you. I hate you, Sammy. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Oh, Mark. What have I done? I'm truly and sincerely sorry about that. If I may get serious here for a moment, we've had our differences. Excuse me, you and I, but over the years I've come to appreciate you as a human being, and I actually feel I've opened my mind to new ways of thinking because of you, and become more introspective, and in that process more tolerant of other people's beliefs and feelings. And I just want to say, Mark Maron, I do not hate you, because I do not have time for hate.
Wow, Sammy. Thanks a lot, man. That kind of leaves a lump in my throat.
Because I'm too busy doing your wife, you plute-headed sauce monkey.
Whoa. Plute-headed sauce monkey. What did you say about my wife?
Ouch!
You know what? You should be killed.
Stop.
You should be killed.
Stop hurting me. Leave me alone. You want to kill me? You want to kill me? You can't f***ing kill me. I can't kill me.
All right, dude, you're scaring me, man. Why don't you just leave? Could we just do that?
When you f*** off. Why don't you just go choke on a kiwi, you boy curly-haired sad sack?
Hey, f*** you, you tall.
Yeah, right
here?
Back at you, nose. And the horse you rode in on. Suck.
All right, get out.
Go
You're disgusting.
Yeah, you and your mom.
I've had it.
And the horse you rode in on.
Can we have someone remove him, please?
In the army.
All right.
And all those other people.
You know, you're scaring our guest who just walked in. Has no idea what's going on. Has no idea Ian Gillan just walked in. He said, what the hell is this? It's a children's show, Ian.